Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, I know you and I have had this conversation before about Krispy Kreme.
Yes. It's my fave.
Good. Yes. And so part of the story isn't a surprise because, well, it's Krispy Kreme. And this was in Gainesville, Florida, which is also not a surprise, where 45-year-old Sawatu A. Wright apparently attempted to rob a Krispy Kreme. And he demanded 10s and 20s and some donuts.
Well, if you're going to rob it, I guess you might as well get some food.
Right, because you...
But I love that he demanded 10s and 20s.
Yeah, like, right.
Just take it all.
Yeah, just give me your 10s
and
20s.
I mean, the ones add up too, buddy.
Yeah, right. And you walk in, and I guess maybe you're thinking, all right, they got money. I'm going to rob them. Oh, man, that smells good.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's...
Well, or maybe he knew he wanted breakfast and money.
Yeah. Right. And so,
he couldn't buy any after he robbed them.
Well, the clerk behind the counter was initially so shocked because of the weird, you know, combination, she didn't respond. And so he repeated his demand.
And so I really want those.
Right. And the clerk summons another employee.
Can you help him? Yeah, almost, I'm busy.
Right. Almost like I've got a problem opening the register. You know, yeah. When they call somebody over and it's like, what's the
if
problem
somebody
over
else
here?
Could do this. Yeah. That'd be stellar.
And another person comes over and is like, give me your 10s and 20s and some donuts.
We'll call it a day.
And so then the two clerks summoned their male colleague.
Oh,
who was in the back of the donut shop making donuts, is what I'm going to assume.
Then you're like, okay, can you take this customer? We don't want to deal with
right.
Them.
Yeah, it's like, look, she tried to take, you know what? You're going to have to.
We can't help him.
So he came out front and he told Wright to leave. It's like, you want what? Get out of here.
And did he leave?
And he left.
Oh, that's awesome.
But he was found.
They weren't even scared of him. They're like, you need to go.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. At first, I'm like, oh, my God, what do you mean he told me to leave? But apparently he wasn't, like, waving a gun around or something.
Obviously
so,
not.
Or at least I hope not. Because at that point, it's like, all right, you know, it's donuts.
That the guy,
I'm not going to take a bullet for a donut.
He's waiting around for them to get the next person is a little bit obvious.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing's like, going to happen.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like,
I hate when I have to wait to rob a place.
Right, yeah,
so we get the manager out here.
What? Can you get the manager so I can get my robbery on?
And then, how dumb.
Like, what they say, if you could just have a seat right over here, we'll get somebody to help you.
We'll be right back.
Really? You can't just give me the money right now and my donuts? But here's the thing that I think is the best part of the whole story, because it wasn't just that he wanted donuts. According to the Gainesville Police Department, he admitted to asking for the money. But then he said he wanted the donut off the secret menu.
Oh, they have a secret menu?
Well, apparently we found that out now.
I didn't know that. It's like In-N-Out Burger.
Yes.
They do have a secret menu.
There are certain places where there are secret menus.
Well, what is their secret menu? Do they tell us in the story?
No,
well,
because
that's lame.
Well, if they told us, then everybody would know.
Oh, right. All three of our listeners would be in on the gig.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that there's other places that are telling the same story, Jill. Don't all put the weight on my shoulders that they could get away with it.
That's awesome.
Because then you go in and so now it's like everybody would be going in with a gun demanding to have something from the secret menu.
I mean, want to know what's on that.
Well,
I don't care
too.
About the story anymore. I just want to know what's
well,
on their
Krispy
secret
Kreme
menu.
Krispy Kreme is so awesome to begin with. I can't imagine what could be on this secret menu that would just take it to that next level.
I have to take a vacation soon.
Yeah. All right.
Find out.
Jill, don't get in trouble. Please don't.
I won't try and rob one.
Okay.
And
all right,
if I do, I'll wait for the manager for
right,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. You know, perhaps we learn from this and that whenever you go in, ask for the manager first.
Yeah.
You know, bypass all that
and
waiting.
And then tell him I'm going to rob the
right
place.
Right to it. And then go, all right, give your 10s and 20s, and I'd like a donut off the secret menu.
Yeah, and 10 secret menu donuts.
And they were probably like, oh, okay, wait. That's probably why the clerks had to call somebody else. Like, secret, haven't
Do
even
we
been
have a
told.
Menu?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get somebody else for you. Yeah, I
That's
know there's
hilarious.
Something on the secret menu. Yeah, so.
Good times.
Yeah, so now frustrating for the guy. And now
I just feel like he just wandered away and got back in his car like, well, bummer.
Yeah.
Now who am I going to rob?
Right.
They're on to me.
Yeah. So is there an In-N-Out Burger around here?
Yeah.
Here they have a special menu. So, all right, there you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.